I want to thank you for praying. Some of you were praying for Kathy and me.
也要谢谢大家为我跟 Kathy 祷告。
Yeah, last week I told you my wife and I we attended a marriage retreat, in Taidong.
上周我跟大家分享，我跟我太太参加了台东的一场这个婚姻的婚姻营。
Yeah. You know, my wife told me before we went, she says I'm kind of scared to go to this retreat.
要去之前呢，我太太跟我说呢，我有点害怕。
Because we went to many retreats before, you know, in America, like 4 or 5.
因为我们在美国参加过好几次，四五次类似的营会。
And it seems like we always argue at these retreats.
然后每次都吵架。
And so, you know, I thought, no, we're married 25 years this year, okay? You know, we know each other very well. We're not going to argue.
那我就说不会啦，我们结婚25年了，我们互相非常了解很深，不会吵架。
It's so funny when we drove there, we got into an argument. Yes.
但是开车去那里路上就吵了。
Yeah, but it was okay. It was a good, very good retreat.
但是没有问题。那个是非常好的营队。
But at the retreat, I was sad about one thing.
但是在那个营队里面呢，有一件事情我很伤心。
Part of the retreat, The husband and the wife, they fill out a questionnaire, a survey. It had like 12 questions.
那大家都夫妻都要填一个问卷，大概有12个问题。
Yeah, the questions like, how is your communication with your spouse?
比如说你跟你配偶的沟通情况如何？
So if it's, you can write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
所以有一二三四五给你选。
So 1's very bad.
一当然是很糟。
And 5's very good.
五是非常好。
So I'm looking at this questionnaire.
我在看着这些问卷
，and I'm feeling like you know 4, 5, 5, 4.
我是想着四分，五分，五分，四分。
Then I look at my wife.
然后我看我太太的。
3, 3, 3, 2, 3. I said what?
我说怎么会这样
？So you know it just shows that Yeah, I think husband think that we're better than we are, okay?
所以老公都倾向于觉得自己还不错，其实没有。
We're not, no one's perfect, yeah.
没有人是完美的。
So, yeah, so, but anyway, we're going to keep going with Revelation chapter 4 today.
所以回到我们的主题，我们要继续来查考圣经启示录，我们进入第四章的部分。
You know, I think this is so exciting.
我觉得进入到这里让我觉得很兴奋。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, we miss it, but it's okay. In verse 1, this is the beginning of John's vision, right?
在第四章第一节这边，我们这边没有写出来，但是没有关系，这个就是约翰异象的开始。
In verse 1, God says to John, come up here.
所以在第一节这边呢，神对约翰说，你上来这里，上来这里。
Can you imagine God tells you, hey, come up?
你可以想象神对你说：“来，上来。”
I'm going to let you see heaven.
我让你看看天上是什么样。
So that must be really exciting, right?
一定是令让人非常兴奋。
So we can sort of see it through John, okay?
所以我们也算是透过约翰的描述也看到了天堂。
It's like God just opens a curtain, okay? He opens a door, he opens a curtain, okay?
好像神把这个帷幕打开来。
And he allows us to see what heaven's like.
让我们看看天国的样子。
And it's so beautiful.
因为这么的美，非常的美。
You know, it's so beautiful. It says, you know, in fact, it's so beautiful that I think John had difficulty. He didn't have the words to describe what he saw.
我想，因为天堂是如此的美，超乎他的想象，所以他没有文字可以形容。
He didn't have the words to describe the colors.
他找不到词汇来描述他所看到的颜色。
So poor John, he just had to use things to describe the colors that he saw. Okay.
所以完全词穷的约翰很可怜，他只能去找一些东西来描述那可能是什么颜色。
So he used rainbows, right? He said there's like a rainbow.
所以他就说像彩虹。
He just like.Jewels and gems, you know, like emerald. Okay. You can tell he's struggling to describe what he saw.
So you can 看得出来哦，他那个他根本找不出，约翰找不出他到底要用什么词。
I think it's going to be like this. When we go to heaven, it's going to be like this. Okay.
所以跟大家说一说看哦，我觉得我们上天堂看到东西会像是这样。
It's like my friends in Chicago.
就像我在芝加哥的朋友一
样。Kathy and I, we have twin brothers. We're friends with these twin brothers.
我跟我太太 Kathy 呢，在芝加哥有很好的朋友，他们是孪生兄弟。
Yeah, they came to our church in Chicago since they were high school students, and now they're all grown up. We have their own kids.
他们高中就来我们的教会，现在长大了，有自己的孩子。
But they are colorblind.
但是他们两兄弟色盲。
Yeah, not just partially. You know, some people they can't tell green from red.
Okay. 有些人只有部分色盲，比如说红跟绿
yeah,
分不出来。
They're fully colorblind.
他们不是，他们是全部的颜色都看不到，全色盲。
So they can only see black and white.
所以他们只看到黑跟白。
Yeah. So maybe you don't think that's such a bad thing, right?
你可能不觉得这有什么不好。
But let me tell you a problem, Dan.
我来告诉你有什么问题。
They have trouble since they were little. They have trouble dressing themselves.
从小到大，这个。穿衣服都有困难。
Because they can't tell what color pants go to what color shirt.
因为他看不出来这裤子的颜色是什么，到底要配什么上衣。
Do you understand what I mean?
大家了解。
Yeah, so they have to depend on their mom to buy clothes. Oh, this fits this, okay.
所以他们买衣服都要靠妈妈，让妈妈告诉他们配色，对不对？
And they have to remember, okay, these pants are green.And it goes with this white shirt. So they have to memorize their wardrobe, okay?
他们要背一下那个衣橱里面哪一些衣服可能什么颜色，然后又要配什么颜色。
But could you imagine all your life you only see black and white?
但是你可以想象你一生只看见黑白这个颜色。
Imagine all of a sudden you could see color.
然后想象突然之间你看到颜色。
Can you imagine that feeling?
你可以想象呢。
Yeah. So it'll be like us. When we go to heaven, it's like we're only seeing black and white, right?
所以当我们上天堂呢，我们就像现在是有色盲的人，未来上了天堂。
And so someday when we go to heaven, we're gonna see like color like we've never seen before.、Okay?
所以到了天堂，你会看到你从来没看过的颜色。
And so it's just this unimaginable beauty.、Okay?
像这就是无法想象的美。
But it's not just things that are beautiful or the you know the environment that's beautiful.
但是在天堂并不是只有环境是美的。
There's something else.That's beautiful.
另外还有很美的事物。
Yeah. I think John saw the beauty of God.
我认为约翰看见的是神的美，神的荣美。
I think John saw the beauty of God's holiness.
我相信约翰看见的是神圣洁的美。
You know,A lot of people have a hard time describing, well, what is holiness? How do you define holiness?
很多人不知道如何定义所谓的圣洁。
I don't think this is a perfect definition, but my definition is holiness is just perfection.
我的定义是这样，虽然我不觉得这一定是完美的定义，但是我认为圣洁就是完全、完美的意思。
Yeah, God has...A perfect heart, perfect character.
神有完美的品格。
Yeah, he in him there's no selfishness.
在神里面没有自私。
No cruelty.
没有残酷。
Just kindness and generosity.
只有很多怜悯，只有仁爱、慈爱。
There's no pride.
没有骄傲。
Just humility.
只有谦卑。
There's no favoritism or injustice, just justice.
从来没有偏爱人、偏袒人，没有不公义。
No deceit.
没有诈欺。
Just truth.
只有真理。
You know, there's a holiness is just God's perfect heart, perfect character.、Okay?
圣洁就是神完美、完全的心、完美的品格。
But it's also God'sPerfection not just in his character, but his power.
不只是完美完全的品格，而是完全的全能。
God has this complete control over all things.
神可以主宰一切，有这样的全能。
Look at verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
第四章的第十一节。
You know, God, is described as having created the universe.
我们行他里面形容的神创造了万有。
He created all things, and by his will they exist.
他创造了万有，万有是因着神的旨意而存在。
Yeah. Only God can create.
只有神可以有这样的创造。
And so You know, many people think they're God, okay?
很多人自以为自己是神。
Yeah, maybe your boss think he's God.
比如说你的老板。
Many people try, and many people act like they're God. Okay?
很多人的行为好像他自己是神。
But no one, no one is God besides our true God.
除了这个真神之外，没有任何人是神。
Because we can't really control anything.
因为我们真的对这一切没有多少掌控。
You know, something sad happened recently.
最近有一件令人悲伤的事情发生。
In Taichung, where my son goes to school, a Christian school, the superintendent's wife is died recently, and the funeral's today.
那我儿子去台中上学的基督教学校呢，校长夫人过世了，然后他的追思礼拜是今天下午举行。
She's a very nice lady.
她是一个很棒的女士。
And a very good Christian. She has really good health.
也是很好的基督徒，她还很健康。
But in February, she had a little stomach trouble, so she went to the doctor.
但是二月的时候呢，她肚子不太舒服，就去看了医生。
And then the doctor found out that she has pancreatic cancer.
那后来医生发现她有胰脏癌。
And very quickly, the doctor said she has 5 weeks to live.
很快医生诊断是她只剩下五周可以活。
Yeah, and so she just passed away.
所以她很快的就过世了。
No symptoms, she's perfect health.
非常健康，完全没有症状。
And so we can't control anything. Do you realize that? We don't control anything.
各位知不知道我们真的一切都没有掌握。
Yeah, God controls our life.
只有神掌握我们的生命。
Yeah, and so we need to humble ourselves. Okay?
所以我们必须要谦卑自己。
Yes, okay. So I want to encourage you and challenge you today.
所以今天我要鼓励大家，也要给大家一些挑战。
Yeah. The first thing I want to encourage you is, if you can ask God to give you a vision of Him.
第一个要鼓励大家的是，我鼓励大家求神赏赐异象给你。
If you can ask God, God, I want to encounter you.
你问神，祈求神，告诉神说，我想要遇见。
I think that will make you not so interested or not so caring about other things. Okay.
我相信这会帮助你，让你不要太在乎这世界的事。
You know, God bless us in so many ways.
神透过种种的方式来祝福我们。
We have a good job, maybe. Okay.
有些人可能有很好的工作。
We maybe have a nice house.
是有很棒的房子。
Maybe we can get to travel.
或是你可以到处旅行。
We have, you know, we can enjoy good food.
可以享受美食。
Yeah, we can have nice things.
拥有美好的事物。
That's great, because those are all blessings from God.
这些都很棒，因为这些都是神赏赐的祝福。
And we can enjoy those, and we just give thanks to God for those blessings, right?
我们可以享受这一切，就是感谢神赏赐这些
，but there's some,
就可以了。
But there's something better.
但是其实有更好的。
When you have a encounter with God, when you have a glimpse of who God is, those things are not so important anymore.
当你真正遇见神。大概知道神是什么样的神，只要认识那一点点。
If you have them, that's nice. But if you don't have them, it's okay. You don't really, you know, you don't care.
那世间的一切真的就黯然失色。你拥有也好，不拥有那些你也无所谓。
When you get a glimpse of God, God is going to become more real to you. God's going to become more interesting to you. God's going to become more important to you.
如果你能够这样看一眼神，真的认识神是什么样的神。神会在你生命中变得更重要，更真实。
So later on, I'm going to pray for you, and I hope you can pray for yourself as well. Okay.
所以等一下我要为大家祷告，那个时候我也希望你能够为自己祷告。
We're going to pray that God gives us a vision of who He is. Okay.
我们要祷告神会赏赐给我们一个异象，让我们看见他。
Okay, so that's That's the first challenge I'm going to challenge you with. I have a second challenge for you.
这是我要给大家的第一个挑战，第二个挑战。
Okay, now I'm going to tell you something else, all right?
我跟大家分享另外一件事。
If you can read Revelation chapter 4, verse 4.
如果大家可以看启示录第四章第四节。
Okay, you're going to see that around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders. Okay, and then...
Okay, 宝座周围有24个座位，上面坐着24位长老。
And I want you to notice something, okay? They all have golden crowns on their heads.
他们都头戴金冠。
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you today that there's five crowns. Most Bible teachers, most Bible scholars think that there's five crowns that God can give you, okay?
大部分圣经学者认为在圣经里有提到五种冠冕，这是神所赏赐给你的，至少有五种冠冕。
So maybe, you know, maybe there's more than five.
可能不止这五种。
Or maybe there's less than five, because maybe one or two of these are the same. Okay, maybe, so we're not fully sure, okay?
我们不是很确定，说不定不到五种，因为可能这其中五种里面有些是重复的、重叠的。
So there could be more crowns or maybe less crowns, but maybe there's five, okay?
所以啊，可能多于五种，可能少于五种啊。不过一般认为是五种冠冕。
Okay, so the first crown,
第一种冠冕
is the crown of righteousness,
公义的冠冕。
Okay, and so this is from 2 Timothy verse chapter 4 verse 8.
这个是提摩太后书第四章第八节。
So let me read it for you. Okay, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul writes, Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. But not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。不但是给我，也是给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Okay, you know, many Christians were happy that God saved us through Jesus.
很多基督徒呢，很开心神透过耶稣拯救了他们。
And we know that this is an amazing grace, right? We sing about it as an amazing grace.
但我们知道这是非常奇异的恩典，我们还唱这首歌。
You know, God saved us because we saw earlier God is perfect, right?
因为我们之前就看到神是完美的神。
And so where he dwells, where God lives, heaven has to be perfect.
而神的居所就是天堂，一定也是一个完美的地方。
Because our perfect God cannot accept or tolerate anything that's not perfect.
因为完美的神他不能容许在他里面有不完美。
So that's why no matter how good you are,
所以不管你有多么的好
We're not perfect.
我们都不是完美的。
Okay, and so we need God to make us perfect through Jesus.
所以我们需要神透过耶稣让我们成为完美。
And so when Jesus takes away the things that are not good, selfishness, darkness, when Jesus takes away our selfishness, he gives us his perfect character.
所以当耶稣帮我们把自己里面的自私跟黑暗挪走的时候耶稣将他的完美他的完全赏赐给我们。
This is how we're forgiven. This is how we can go to heaven, right?
当我们这样的穿戴耶稣的公义完美的时候我们才得以进入那完美的天堂。
And of course, we're happy about this. Okay.
当然我们很开心能够这样。
But I hope that we're not just glad that we're saved. We're not just glad that we're going to heaven.
但是我希望我们不要只是因为自己被救赎，只是因为自己能上天堂开心。
I think there's Christians that, who long for His coming. We Christians, we want to not just be saved. We want to be with Jesus.
但是我们有很多基督徒不只是很开心自己被救赎而是我们渴慕与耶稣同在我们渴慕耶稣的回来耶稣的再来。
So if you have this heart, you desire Jesus, you want to be with him.
如果你有这样的心，你非常渴慕耶稣再来。
You get to have a crown of righteousness, okay?
你就可以得到公义冠冕的赏赐。
Right. There's another crown, the second one.
第二种冠冕。
This is called the crown of life.
第二种冠冕称之为生命的冠冕。
Okay. We read this before actually from Revelation chapter 2:10.
我们之前其实读过启示录二章十节。
It's also in James chapter 1 verse 12. Okay.
也在雅各书一章十二节当中提到。
Okay, Revelation 2:10, Jesus says, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."
你不要怕你将要受的苦，看啊，魔鬼将要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们受试炼，你们要受患难十天，你要忠心至死，我就把那生命的冠冕赐给你。
This crown is for people because of their faith and their love for Jesus, they are persecuted or they're tested and suffering for Jesus.
这个生命的冠冕是要赏赐给那些爱耶稣，而且为着自己这样的信仰而受苦、受迫害的人。
Okay. It doesn't mean that you have to be in a Muslim country and be tortured. Okay.
这不代表说你一定要在穆斯林国家，然后被折磨才能够得到这冠冕。
Some of you, you're the only Christian in your family.
我们当中有些人是家中唯一的基督徒。
And you get lots of criticism, lots of pressure, lots of, you know.Persecution from your parents or from your family.
你承受家人跟父母很多的压力、批评等等。
Oh, maybe you're at work and your boss wants you to lie or cover up something, but you say no.
或者是在你工作上面呢，你的主管要你去做一些不对的事情，但是你不愿意。
And you might even get fired for it.
你可能因为这样而被炒鱿鱼。
Okay, but you get this crown.
但是当你为你的信仰站立得住的时候，你所得到是生命的冠冕。
This is the crown of life, okay?
这就是生命的冠冕。
Then there's a third crown called the crown imperishable.
第三种冠冕叫做那不能坏的冠冕。
Okay, so this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
这个来自哥林多前书第九章二十四到二十七节有提到这不能坏的冠冕。
Okay, so let's read this. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡较力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕。我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Okay, this crown is for people that they're with God's help, they learn how to discipline themselves, they learn how to self-control.
那这个冠冕是给那些在神的帮助之下学会攻克己身、叫身服我的人。
So if you're working hard not to do, bad things, you want to keep yourself pure, you have self-control, you get this crown. Okay.
所以如果你很努力的来能够自制、攻克己身，去不去做不该做的事情，你可以得到这不坏的冠冕。
All right. Then there's a fourth crown.
接下来是第四种冠冕。
This is the crown of glory.
这是荣耀的冠冕。
Okay, this is from 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
彼得前书五章二到四节提到这种冠冕，荣耀的冠冕。
So this is Peter, he says this, Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按着神旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意也不是辖制所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕
If you are a small group leader,
如果你是小组长,
if you help other Christians to grow,
如果你帮助其他基督徒成长,
if you're a mentor or disciple to other Christians,
如果你是其他基督徒的属灵的导师,
this crown's for you.
你就会得到这个荣耀冠冕.
Okay, so that's the fourth crown. Let me
这是第四种冠冕.
Tell you the, there's a fifth crown.
还有第五种冠冕.
Okay, the last one is called the crown of rejoicing.
最后一种冠冕称为喜乐的冠冕.
Okay, this is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19.
经文在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十九节.
Also Philippians.
还有腓立比书.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节.
Okay, so for what is our hope or joy or crown or boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you?
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
Philippians chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and I long for, my joy and my crown.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Okay, so if you love people and help share the gospel,
如果你能爱人而且分享福音,
then this crown's for you.
你就可以得到这个冠冕.
You know, some of you, when you go to heaven,
我们当中有些人当你上天堂的时候,
and there will be people in heaven because of you.
你会看到天堂有一些人是因着你才进入天堂的.
You get this crown.
所以你就可以得到这喜乐的冠冕.
Some of you have that experience.
我们当中有些人已经有这样的经历.
There are going to be people in heaven that's there in heaven because of you.
在天堂已经有人因着你而进入天堂.
So you get this crown.
你就可以得到这个冠冕.
Okay. All right. I have to be honest with you though, okay?
我必须跟大家坦白说.
All my life, I've never liked wearing hats.
我这辈子从来不喜欢戴帽子.
I've never worn hats ever.
我从不戴帽子.
I think it's because I think maybe it will mess up my hair, you know.
可能我的这个发型会搞乱.
I don't like to wear hats. Even
on
sunny days, I don't want to wear hats. Okay?
即便是太阳很大，我也不戴.
So I never wanted to have crown on my head. Okay.
对，我从来没想象过或很 渴慕过要戴什么冠冕在头上?
Having a crown in heaven doesn't appeal to me. It's not very attractive to me.
所以呢，在天堂会有这些冠冕，这件事情对我来说没有什么吸引力。
Getting these crowns does not motivate me, okay?
所以会有这些冠冕也没有办法鼓舞我去做什么事。
But I'm going to tell you something very, very important.
但是我要告诉各位非常重要的事。
Okay. And only Chinese people will understand this, okay? I think Westerners won't understand this so much, okay?
西方人可能不是那么能够懂.
Okay, I'm sorry. But, okay. But the Chinese people here, we will understand, okay?
但是华人可能很懂.
Yeah, okay. Look at chapter 4, verse 10.
我们看第四章第十节.
Do you remember the 24 elders, they have crowns, remember?
大家记得24位长老他们都带着金冠
Right? In chapter 4
在第四章呢 okay. 我们不是说到有24位长老都带着金冠 我们来看第十节
yeah. They had crowns, right? Now watch The 24 elders will fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever They cast their crowns before the throne.
24位长老俯伏在坐在宝座上那一位的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
The crown is not for us.
这冠冕不是给我们自己留着的。
Okay. Chinese people will know this.
华人会懂。
When you visit someone,
当你去拜访某人
的时候， especially someone important,
特别是拜访很重要的人，
do you go empty-handed?
你会空着手去吗？
Never.
不可能。
Maybe Americans do, okay?
美国人可能会两串交。
You can go visit people, you don't have to bring a gift, right?
去拜访别人不用带礼物。
But in our culture, in Chinese culture,
但是在华人文化里，
out of respect,
出于尊敬，
we bring something.
我们一定会带个伴手礼。
You never go empty-handed.
从来没有空着手去拜访人的。
When we go before God one day, when the world ends, and we see God face to face,
当世界终了，当我们来到神的面前，面见神的时候，
What are you going to bring to him?
你要带什么去见神呢？
Your house?
你的房子吗？
Your car?
你的车吗？
Your money?
你的钱吗？
What are you going to bring to God?
你到底要带什么去见神？
If you can give God something, it's only these crowns.
如果你有能够献给神的，唯有这些冠冕。
That's your gift to God.
这是你献给神的礼物。
I just pray that you won't go empty-handed.
我要为大家祷告，你到时候不会空着手去。
因为会很不好意思， you know? right? yeah, don't go empty-handed.
就不要空手去。
Yeah, so that's my second prayer for you.
所以这是我给各位的第二个祷告。
So the first prayer is that you have an encounter with God.
所以第一个祷告是你能够遇见神。
But the second prayer is that you have a crown to give to God.
第二祷告是你能够为自己赢得这样的冠冕，有一天你可以带去送给神。
And I'm so glad that I have these five because I don't know if you have this trouble, okay?
我很高兴会有这五种冠冕，我不知道你有没有这种困扰。
When my parents have birthdays or you know Christmas, I never know what to buy for my parents.
像我的父母，如果生日啊，或者是圣诞节，我都不知道买什么送给他们。
You know, but in fact, sometimes I try to buy something nice, they don't like it.
有时候我试着要买一些不错的东西给他们，他们又不喜欢。
Do you have this trouble buying something for your parents? I have this every 很烦恼 every year. You know what do I get for my parents?
你们有没有这样困扰？ Yeah. 每年不知道买什么送给父母。
But when you so I'm so glad God tells us what He likes.
所以我很高兴神告诉我们，已经告诉我们他喜欢什么。
And you know how sometimes when someone give you a gift.Oh, you say, oh, thank you.
有时候人家送你礼物，说啊，谢谢。
But you can't use it, so you put it away, right?
又不好用，
是真的吗？ Put it in the closet. But you know what? Can I show you?
把它收在柜子里。
Revelation.
但是我们来看看。
Chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Verses 11 to 12.
第十一十二节。
Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 12.This is, he sees, John sees the heavens open, and behold, there's a white horse, and there's one sitting on the white horse. That's Jesus, okay?
这里说约翰看到天开了一匹白马，骑在马上的这位就是耶稣。
Okay, watch.
看着。
On his head, there are many diadems.
在他的头上戴着许多的冠冕。
Okay. You know, when we give God our crowns,
所以当我们把这冠冕献给神的时候，
He will wear it.
他会戴在头上。
Yeah. He will like it.
他喜欢。
It will be very beautiful.
因为很美。
Yeah. Okay. So, let's give God a very nice gift.
所以让我们预备这样美好的礼物送给神，当我们见到他的时候。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, would you please help us? Help us to see you clearly.
亲爱的耶稣，求你帮助我们清楚地看见你。
Like the Apostle John or the writer of the song that we sang, we just want to have a fresh encounter with you.
就像看见异象的使徒约翰，也像我们刚刚唱诗歌的作曲者，让我们能够这样的遇见。
Because we want to seek after you, we don't want to seek after the world.
因为我们只想寻求你，我们不想寻求这世界的一切。
And Jesus, now please help us to have gifts to you ready when we see you.
祈求耶稣帮助我们预备好见你的时候带去的礼物。
We don't want to go to you empty-handed when we see you.
当我们见你的时候，我们不想要空着手去。
And because you first loved us, that's how we want to show our love to you.
因为是你先爱了我们，所以我们要用这个方式来表达我们对你的爱。
So help us to have beautiful gifts for you ready.
所以请帮助我们准备好当我们见你的时候可以给你的礼物。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. 主耶和华，满有怜悯和恩典，我投靠在你翅膀荫下，当我回转，衣袖虽然有哭泣，丧生必欢呼喜乐，你坐着为我到永永远远，随风吹干了我坚定仰望你，你坐着为我吹起我呼声，使我灵苏醒，要复活的是你。主耶和华，满有怜悯和恩典，我投靠在你翅膀荫下，当我回转，衣袖虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐，你坐着为我到永永远远，随风吹散的我坚定仰望你，你坐着为我吹起我呼声，使我的苏醒有复活的生命，你坐着为我到永永远远，随洪水翻腾我坚定仰望你，你坐着为我吹起我呼声，使我的苏醒有复活的生命。
God bless you. Have a great week.